Do you hear that? It's the sound of the 10th episode of Ryan's Consciousness Unlocked. Woohoo! Oh my god, it's so amazing! It's so amazing! It's so cool! It's so cool! Well, you guys, we made it to 10. Very exciting. I can't believe it's been like a whole year of this, and we've only got 10 episodes. So sorry. Inconsistent queen. No, I'm not gonna say I'm inconsistent. I just think, you know, I have so many things that I say to you guys on a daily basis with TikTok and Instagram and Twitter and all these things. It's like you really want to intake more of me? You really want to ingest more of me? What's going on? So today's episode is about people's accomplishments as well as their opinions and desires for you. People's expectations of your accomplishments as well as their opinions and desires for you. I've recently realized how much has been stopping me or belittling me from experiencing more prosperity in life. It's like, do you ever feel like the universe is guiding you towards something or push, I'm sorry if the mic is tripping, like I'm in an uncomfortable space right now. But do you ever feel like the universe is guiding you towards something or pushing you towards something that you just know could really awaken something within you? Like it could unlock something in your life, but you never really like take charge in that direction because you're so afraid of what's stopping you. Like you're more afraid of the assumption of what's stopping you than like the real obstacles that come from going down that path to what you desire in life. If it's hard to understand what I'm saying, basically it's like I have certain desires. I'll use me for an example. I have certain desires and there are obstacles that come with those desires. And though I know they're obstacles, I'm actually looking forward to experiencing them. But there are certain people or situations that are like right at the gate of me, like the beginning journey of me walking down this path and going through these obstacles that will actually like encourage accomplishment in my life. And I'm just afraid of those people at the gate, like the troll at the gate, instead of being afraid of everything else. I'm afraid of the one who guards the opening and the closing. That kind of ate the way that I described that. Joel Osteen once said, one of those videos that he does, he said that a man had to get to a nearby city for something important. He said that the man was riding, it was one of these videos that popped up on YouTube, and I remember it was Joel Osteen. He said the man was riding his horse, and his horse pulled back, and then he got off the horse to see why the horse pulled back, and there was this huge python, snake, or whatever it was. I'm pretty sure it wasn't a python because it was in the desert, but it was this huge like poisonous snake just sitting there. And the man was so afraid that he just sat there, I think, for like a day. And he kept throwing things at it and nothing hit. Then finally he threw a rock at it and it hit the top of the thing's head. And he said that it didn't look like the thing moved at all. It didn't look like it did anything. And he was wondering, the man was wondering like, oh shit, but he was like, the man was wondering, is this thing already dead? And so what the man was worried about, what was blocking the man from heading towards his destination, even throughout the obstacles that could possibly come, it's like expecting those obstacles. But that one thing that was like guarding the door for him to head towards change and trying, it was like, it's something that he sat there and wondered about and waited on for such a long time, probably longer than it would take him to get to where he needed to go. That made me realize, like, something about myself. There are certain people, I'm about to adjust the mic, so don't scream or nothing when you hear that sound. But there are certain people that come into your life, and then like the experience that you have with them, like it creates fear. It molds a lot of fear within you. And I notice like certain people, certain situations, I get very afraid, and I have these like assumptions that what the person is saying is, it goes above all else. So being too afraid to just be like, look, man, I'm about to walk past you because my destination, my obstacles, my journey is headed this way. You're blocking that path. I can't keep sitting here waiting for you to accept that this is the path that I have to take. I just need to take it. Instead of me being like that, I was like, okay, well, let me be understanding, because they've been standing here in my way and maybe they know something I don't. How the hell can someone know something you don't about your own life, Ryan? Like, I had to really come to that realization, like, how does someone know more about your life than you know about it? Crazy enough, it's like, it goes beyond an elder teaching you or someone coming in because it seems like you do need the advice or the guidance. There's a difference from somebody giving you advice and guidance and somebody continuously deterring you from doing something that they see you being guided towards. Like, certain things, I don't know, it's hard to describe, not hard to describe, but it's like, this only applies to certain people and certain conditions, but it's like, certain things you keep being gravitated towards and you feel yourself wanting to climb up to, but then there are certain people who create like this, oh, I'm guarding the door and you can't get out of the door because I just feel like you don't know what you're doing, or you're not going to, that's not your real path and you're tripping, and you're like, you know how exhausting and really confusing it is when you really care about the person and you really care about their opinion. So you may put them above all else and you think to yourself, you know what, maybe you do know what you're talking about. Maybe I shouldn't go down that path. But then the universe, God, Gaia, it keeps calling you. God keeps calling you to go down this way because that's your destiny. That's what you're meant to do. And if you get hurt, then that's your destiny as well. That is aligned with it. But this one person is continuously standing by the door. And it's like you begin to wonder, motherfucker, where your door at? Where your shit at? And you start to realize, damn, they're not guarding their shit because their shit already went to shit. And you think to yourself, okay, well, maybe that means that they know what they're talking about. Then you realize, they the ones who fucked it up with the way that they thinking right now. That's limiting you. Damn. That was so real. I had to take a moment. I'm a little tired right now, but I just realized, like, a lot of my limitations came from a person standing at my door and their perception of my life and what was to come. Who knows what I'll fail in and what I'll succeed within? Who knows what I'll go through? But that's the thing. It's supposed to be me that figures that out, you know? Certain situations, certain people, they go and they stand right in front of your door and they're just like blocking that entrance. And you're like, wow, I really can't move forward without your clarity, without you feeling like, you know, it's safe for me. And then you're not going to feel like that because you've gone through your own experience. So you think that your experience is just it. That's just real. That's just everything. And nothing else could change from there. Like, my life can't be different. So much fucking trauma, man, surrounding just being alive, you know? I'm realizing day by day that I'm actually really tired. Not even like in a physical, yes, physical, but also just like emotional. Like, I'm tired of being weighed down by the opinions and decisions of other people and the thought process of someone that is not living the life that I'm living. Like, people always have the tendency to tell me that I'm hard-headed. But one thing I've learned in my life, you guys, and please listen to me when I say this, when I would do what an adult told me to do when I was younger, I always suffered for it. God could take my life right now if I'm lying. Every single time I listened to an adult, even if they told me to put on a certain outfit, I always fucking suffered from it. So now I'm an adult and adults are mad at me, older adults are upset with me, or like certain people are like still trying to deter me from what I feel like is best for me, and then they're wondering why I'm still being hard-headed, well, no, why I'm all of a sudden being hard-headed. That's because when I did listen, I almost died. Too many instances where I literally almost died so many times because someone else told me that we needed to do this and I need to be included in this. But when it comes to my door, everybody's standing there like the guardsmen at the palace. I can't get through. But it was all right when you were making mistakes though. And I was the one that was suffering from them. It's a lot of anger, you know? And I'm realizing, like, it's a lot of realization, too. Like, a lot of this shit is crazy. A lot of things that you hold on to because of other people. It's like, it'll drive you insane because now you got 20 million different people in your head telling you what kind of lifestyle to have. All these different lives that you're living at once because a bunch of different people have a bunch of different opinions because somebody stole their shoes when they were 3 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like shit that shouldn't even matter to you, but it applies because they say it does. But yeah, that was this week episode. LOL. Really just figure your shit out on your own. I'm sorry about the mic troubles. I'm actually really sleepy. But figure your shit out on your own. In time, you will see the answer. And if you don't, then keep figuring that shit out. Like they say, when a story is ending bad, that means it's not the end of the story.